Using your chosen focusing anchor. 15-minute practice. To begin the practice, take some time to allow the body to get into a comfortable position, knowing you can readjust the body at any time to help it be more comfortable. And then also taking some time to settle on the focusing anchor you intend to use for this session. Whatever focusing anchor you choose to use, it's good to stick with that one for the duration of the session, so that if your mind starts telling you another one would be more useful, it gives you that opportunity to notice those thoughts bubbling up, and it also gives you the opportunity to shift your attention away from those thoughts and bring it back to your chosen focusing anchor. So beginning to move your attention towards your chosen focusing anchor. Perhaps noticing the fine details that begin to emerge when you pay close attention in this way. Quite quickly, you'll probably find your attention has been taken elsewhere. And that's fine. It's by choosing one particular thing to pay attention to that we can notice all the things our automatic processes are flagging up. And as each of these comes into the foreground when our attention is taken to it, we're just acknowledging what's there, allowing it to do what it's doing, be as it is, giving it some room and space, and then allowing it to shift into the background of our awareness as we bring our attention back to the focusing anchor. And that occupies the foreground of our awareness once again. And it can sometimes be surprising just how busy we are inside, how quickly our attention gets taken from one place to another. It's as if we had been on a boat that's just following the swells of the ocean, and we don't really notice them that much. But as soon as the boat's attached to the fixed point of the anchor, there's now that stark contrast between the unmoving anchor and all the activity in the sea. And it's not that we're trying to stop that activity or change it. We're simply exploring what it's like to be aware of that activity. And when we realise we've been carried off, just to gently acknowledge what activity is there in a friendly way, and then gently and kindly bring the attention back to our chosen focusing anchor. So just keep choosing to return to our focusing anchor. We'll often find we go off into thinking about our anchor or thinking about all sorts of other things. And that's fine. We're just noticing the thoughts, noticing them as they come into our awareness, stay for a while, and then recede. We might have a sense of them, like passing clouds or passing vehicles, like leaves passing us on a stream. And each time we get carried away on a stream of thought, just noticing when that's happened, acknowledging the thoughts that have carried us along, and then gently bring the attention back to our chosen focus. And as we do this, we may find that although the thoughts don't go away, they move more towards the background, like a radio playing somewhere off. And the more we're prepared to let the thoughts just be there, think what they're thinking, do what they're doing, knowing they'll catch our attention, and each time we're caught, in a friendly way, just acknowledging what thoughts are there, then gently bring the attention back to your chosen focusing anchor. This is particularly helpful for thoughts that say we should be this way or that way, or thoughts that are saying that this just isn't working, or we may as well give up. So each time we drift, we're just coming back to that focusing anchor. You might at times also notice a feeling tone being present. Feelings of curiosity, irritation, frustration, intrigue, boredom, tiredness. And if we notice these feeling tones coming into our awareness, staying for a while, and perhaps receding, as we do with everything else, just acknowledging what's there. Maybe noticing if we feel these feelings, particularly in our body somewhere. Just giving room and space for the feeling, whatever echoes may be present from that feeling in our body. And each time the feeling hooks our awareness into it, just acknowledging that that's happened. Notice any thoughts that are triggered off. Then just gently bring our attention back to the focusing anchor. It's as if these feelings are like passengers in a bus, offering suggestions to the driver. Sometimes these suggestions can feel almost like commands we have to obey, but it can be intriguing just to allow yourself to notice that they seem to carry this weight, and to acknowledge that, allow them just to do what they're doing, be as they are, giving them some room and space, and then just simply explore what it's like to once again come back to your focusing anchor, to allow that feeling to be in the background somewhere, whilst the focusing anchor is in the foreground. So we're just continuing to notice the focusing anchor, and when our attention drifts away, just acknowledging whatever it is our attention has been taken to. Give that some room and space, just let it do what it's doing as we gently bring the attention back to our focusing anchor. We might at times notice how our attention gets taken away into things happening around us. Sounds, things we can see if our eyes are open, even smells, can pull our attention away. And this is normal and natural. And again, we can explore just what it's like to acknowledge what's there, let it do what it's doing. Notice any reactions that get triggered inside us, and allowing those reactions just to be there too, before gently bring the attention back to our focusing anchor. We might at times notice that there can be strong sensations in the body that our attention keeps getting taken to. We can explore perhaps whether gently readjusting the body can help ease around uncomfortable sensations. But if it seems that that particular sensation will be here for the duration of the practice, then you might want to explore each time the attention gets taken to that particular set of sensations, to acknowledge those sensations. Notice the texture of them, perhaps. The tightness, the looseness of the body around them. Even if just for a moment. And then gently bring the attention back to your focusing anchor. As this happens, you might notice that thoughts bubble up. Or there might be a feeling tone. And again, we can acknowledge those thoughts, acknowledge those feelings, allow them to do what they're doing, be as they are, as we bring our attention gently back just to our focusing anchor. At times when we practice, there might be a particular thing we feel we're struggling with. Sometimes it can feel that it's impossible to practice when this struggle is there. And this can be a really useful time to notice what thoughts bubble up associated with that struggle. Maybe even just to label them, struggling thoughts, or something similar. As we acknowledge them, allow them to be there, giving them room and space, we can come back to our focusing anchor. There may also be a feeling tone associated with that struggle. And again, we can acknowledge that feeling tone, frustration, irritation, tiredness, whatever it might be, perhaps simply labelling it as being struggling feeling, and exploring what it's like to let that feeling just be a companion for this particular practice, giving it room and space to just be here while it's here, as we return our attention gently to the focusing anchor. We might notice echoes of that struggle in our body somewhere, areas of tightness, discomfort, our own particular feelings. And perhaps just gently acknowledging those feelings of struggle in the body. Perhaps labelling them as struggling sensations. Giving them room and space. Allow the body to do what it's doing. As we return our attention gently to the focusing anchor. So that each time our attention is taken off into our experience of struggle, we can explore labelling the thoughts as their struggling thoughts, the feelings as their struggling feelings, the echoes of that struggle in the body, as their struggling sensations, or whatever words seem to fit for us. And having labelled and acknowledged and allow what's there just to be there, even just for that moment, then gently bring the attention back to your focusing anchor. And then perhaps for the next minute, just exploring yourself what it's like to be choosing to focus on that particular anchor, and each time your attention drifts away, just gently acknowledging, perhaps labelling, and bringing the attention gently back once again to that focusing anchor. And then as we end the practice, maybe broadening the awareness out from that anchor, noticing how the body's positioned, the contact points between yourself and whatever's supporting you, being aware of the sounds around you, your eyes are closed, gently opening them to see what's around you. Maybe noticing the sensations in fingers and toes if you gently move them. Stretching. moving the body into bigger stretches. And particularly if you're lying down, taking time just to very gradually get up so that you're allowing your body time to get back into activity again. And bring this practice to a close.